Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I am so honored to talk with Liv Warfield, who will be at Teatro Zanzani. Here's how it reads. Teatro Zanzani presents the Liv Warfield Experience with DJ Dwayne Powell and special guest. And it will be November 18th. But Liv, will this be like a concert, essentially?
It's a concert, but it's also, I mean, really it is an experience. You know, it's like I'm able to bring one of my cast members who I'm actually part of the actual Teatro Zanzani show with. She's going to do an incredible, incredible performance. I'm just excited to do something that people have seen me do. So it's a lot of these different experiences, but incorporating the music, you know, the rock and roll, the soul, the R&B, everything. Like, it really is an experience. It's a lot.
And there will be, I'm told by the producer, there's going to be dancing also?
Oh, yeah. Always. There's always dancing. There's always dancing. So I tell people, like, listen, you better bring your comfortable shoes. It's cute to be cute, but I'm letting you know right now it's going to be fun.
So for folks who don't know Liv Warfield, you have been on every the Tonight Show and the Letterman Show back when there was a Letterman Show and all these other late night shows. But more recently on America's Got Talent, that's the name of the show, right? Have I got that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you got instantly the golden buzzer, which means everyone says you're brilliant as a performer. Now, you didn't win the whole thing, but
man,
just getting that far. Plus, as a performer, this one performer whose name folks might recognize, Prince.
Yes.
Is his name?
Yes.
And he said, I've got to take this person under my wing. I mean, people in the music business know about you. And there's no question about the talent and as a performer and as a singer that you bring.
Wow.
You know?
But
at the same time, in a way, is it still a struggle? Because you should be a household word, and I just had to say, Here's the things. If I said Pink, people know. If I said Lady Gaga, people know. I had to kind of explain it. You know, is that still I don't know. I don't know the right word. Is that still depressing for you, or is that hey, that's showbiz? What do you think?
First off, thank you for everything that you said. Honestly speaking, it could be frustrating, you know what I mean? Because I know I've put in so much work and so much time, but at the end of the day, I love what I do, right? So it's really the art. I love being around my artist friends. I love being around live musicianship, only because I will have to say, because Prince has really, really kind of really stuck that influence on me so tough is like the live music aspect. Even Nancy Wilson of Heart, which I was amazing to, it was an amazing experience to actually play with her. It's like the live musicianship is the thing that really keeps me going, to be honest with you. It's not really about like, oh, somebody has to know your name, Liv Warfield. It's not about that. I think the purpose for me is just to have an experience, have a show people can leave and talk about and want to come back and see it again, because the shows that I do are not always the same. The experience, the energy, it's just never the same, but it's always something I know people will walk away with being like, oh my God, like, because I've had so many amazing mentors and influences. So I think for me, I have a responsibility to keep it up, you know, in that way with live music. So I don't know. I think that's just my pressure that I put on myself in that way. So.
Well, we're the recipients of that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about or think, okay, there's Steve just gushing about some guest, you know, go to YouTube, watch Liv Warfield, and you will understand why they call it, in fact, or they are calling it on November 18th, almost sold out. So you've got to get your tickets. Like, yeah, that's what I hear. Like right this minute. But go to YouTube and check. More than anything else, what do you think you learned from Prince?
Honestly, I know it's the most simple thing to be said, but the authenticity of like really being who you are, right? And because around that time, because social media has changed a lot of things, you know what I mean? And at that time, you know, fighting for your rights as an artist, because we all are still fighting for our rights as artists, but just to be yourself, because some people don't get it and some people don't understand it, and that's okay. He's like, if they don't get you now, that's okay. And if they never get you, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just try different things. Like, try it. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to just, you know, jump out there with whatever you want to do. That's the art of it. That's the art of it. That's what I loved about him so much. Because we were playing music 24/7. I mean, it's like when we were going on the road and on these tours, people have to understand, like, after we would do the arena shows, he would book a club and we would be playing after the show till like 4 or 5 in the morning somewhere. I used to complain about it, but now I miss it so much. I miss it so much because it was music 24/7 for him, and I love to be around it. I love soaking it up. I love meeting different artists like Stevie Wonder, Lenny Kravitz, and like, because music is for them, you know, and they are authentically themselves. That's why that music can last over a lifetime, you know. So,
do you think that the music you made with Prince or the music he made, either which way, will be around long after you and I are long gone?
I hope so. I hope so. I feel like sometimes nothing new is under the sun in a way. So I think it just, whoever it touches, I mean, again, social media, people have so much access. So there's something for everybody, right? So if it touches somebody all over the world and they're influenced by it, and, you know, I definitely think so. I definitely think so. Like, there's so much new music by so many different artists right now. Like, it's so much, but I love getting access to new people that I get to hear. Like, I absolutely love it. You know, I love being turned on to new music because it's like even there's this group called Rival Sons who I love, and I had no clue until a friend of mine put me on, and I was like, oh my God, what? Like, I've been missing out on this for a minute. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's going to be around forever.
What's the name of the group you just mentioned?
Rival Sons.
Rival Sons?
Yes.
Okay.
Amazing. They're really, really amazing. Yeah.
Do you think that there's just so much? Because now, so if I go to listen to you, and I have on YouTube, YouTube seems to know the kind of things I like, right? So you get all these things in the feed. And there is so much great stuff out there. I'm watching on TikTok, on Instagram, you know, all this great stuff out there that, wow, those people can really sing. Do you think the same?
I do. I really do. I think I just had to, because I was groomed in a different way without the social media being so much the thing that we see first. Because a lot of people see the social media first, and then they go to a show, whereas it was opposite for me. Like, you know, when I first started, it was like putting up the flyers all around town and people actually going to venues to discover the artist, right, instead of seeing it on social media first. But the beauty about the social media is like, oh, my God, like the access that you get. Like, oh, I want to go to that show. I want to see that show. I want to see them, you know. So I, you know, it is a balance for me because I'm kind of in the in-between, but I love it. It's actually really hard for me to do social media, but I love to see the access that it gives. You know, there's good and bad to it, but I love the access that I can see different artists. I do. I really love it. I love it.
Teatro Zanzani, which is, if you're not familiar with this show, I don't know. It's Cirque du Soleil meets the Ed Sullivan Show or something. I don't even know how to describe it. And it's takes up an entire floor of the Cambria Hotel downtown.
Yeah.
And that's where I presume on Monday night it is typically dark. And that's where you are taking over that space on November 18th. And you said that another member of the cast will be, I'm going to take away a surprise, maybe, but that's my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who is that member of the cast that will be in this with you?
Her name is Elaine Kramer, and she is a world-renowned contortionist. Like, I have to save it for the rest of the show because I don't really want to give it away, but she's extraordinary. She's part of the cast that I'm in currently with Teatro Zanzani now. And a host of other people in the cast are absolutely incredible. But she agreed. I was like, Elaine, will you do this with me? And she's extraordinary. So people haven't actually seen the actual Teatro Zanzani show. You must see it because it is mind-blowing. And the thing is, it's because it's so intimate. You know, and I think that's what I love about the show about November 18th. What we'll be able to bring is because you're so close. Like, it's in a round, but you're so close to everything. You know, the experience lends you to the intimacy, but like it also feels really big inside. So it's on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel. It is an actual over 100-year-old circus tent inside the hotel, which is gorgeous. It's exquisite. So I'm thankful that they're letting me do my show in there. Like I'm excited to just have this playland. It's going to be exciting. Well, I get to bring a lot of my artist friends. I'm really excited about it.
Yes, and it is an intimate experience in there. You said there was dancing, and I wonder if the Chicago Police Department has been notified, because I happen to know my friend, my very old friend, Paul Lisnick, will be there. And so when he twerks, the police come out, you know? So it's a concern
I
have.
Sirens will definitely be going. If I see Paul, I'm definitely going to be coming. Yes, get him now. Actually, bring him to the center.
I don't think I'll have to.
So we can show everybody how to do it.
He will be in the center of things. I can assure you of that.
Yes.
Now you began as a kind of a gospel singer. So many people began doing what they do in church. The thing is, and it says here in one of your bios that you used to go off in a corner. Mom couldn't see you. No one else could see you. And you'd sing Whitney Houston songs to yourself. Is that true?
Absolutely. I never sang gospel, never sang in the church. Mm. Like, I never did it. Nobody in my family knew anything until I left home, which was like 2021. And when I went to Portland State, I guess it was something that was just really hidden inside that I was like, okay, God, I want to sing. Like, my parents are going to be like, what are you talking about? Singing? You never sang around us. And my family's like, what? Like, you're starting a band. Like, okay, somebody, we have to go grab our daughter. She is, like, gone left field. Like, it was all of those things. And then my brother came to visit me in Portland, and he saw me first, and he was like, okay, went back to my parents. He's like, you need to come out here and see her because this girl is like singing in a jazz club. Like, you need to see your daughter. So they went out and they saw me. And I think even now to this day, and I've been doing this for 22 years, like, they still can't really fathom and figure this out. Like, how come you didn't say anything, or how come you didn't? And I say this, it's always sometimes under the nose. But people just have to dig and see, you know, and to look and to ask questions. You know, even when I tell younger kids that come up to me and be like, oh, I'm so shy and I don't want to sing, or their parents are right there. I'm like, you just have to encourage what you see, the burning desire sometimes that you see, you know, or bring it out of them or ask them questions of what they want to do. So, yeah. So it was a surprise to everybody for a minute.
Well, the judges on America's Got Talent certainly were surprised, or maybe they weren't, but they gave you that golden buzzer, Simon Cowell, as the one who did it on top of everything else. So did he communicate anything to you, give you any advice, or any of the other judges?
Yeah, Simon was very, very encouraging to me. He just was excited to see, because he's like, I haven't seen anything live like this in a long time, meaning probably my angst and my energy, maybe. I don't know, but he was really, really, really inspiring to talk to, because I was more shocked. I was like, well, he's probably not even going to like it. Like, and it's really okay with me. Like, that's totally fine. But it was it was a total opposite, you know, because that show made me nervous, not scare me, but made me nervous because I really, it wasn't about a singing show for me. It's about the whole experience for me. I was trying to show the world an experience. Like, it's not just me on that stage. It's my musicians. It's my friends. It's my friends who are incredible vocalists. Like, it's about the whole, not just me. It's about the whole thing. So that's why, because a lot of people have asked me, like, how come you didn't do, like The Voice or something? But it wasn't about that. It's about a whole experience, you know? So, but, yeah, Simon was amazing, but it was nerve-wracking, to say the least, for me. It took me a while to, like, understand what I did.
Are we going to see a similar type thing in that? You brought in, I think, every musician in America to be on that stage with you. I mean, there were, I don't know, 50, 500 musicians. I mean, there were a lot. Yeah. But are you going to, is it similar on November 18th? That you're going to be bringing in lots of musicians.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of surprises. Uh-oh. In musicianship, for sure. Yeah, because, again, I want people to have the experience, you know, of just the musicianship of it all, like the fantasy that it lends, but also just letting go. You know, and just having a really good concert. Like, I just want to be able to bring the rock, the soul, the R&B. Like, I'm glad that they're lending me the space to be able to do this. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be amazing.
Experience crazy, but you have to do that.
Yeah.
You have to buy those tickets soon because November 18th isn't far away. And I am told by good sources who ought to know, like the producer, that those tickets there aren't too many available. So check it out.
Wow.
It's at Teatro Zinzani. You didn't know that yourself, that you're nearly sold out? That's what they tell me. Teatro Zinzani presents the Liv Warfield Experience with DJ Dwayne Powell and special guest. Again, it's November 18th at the Cambria Hotel downtown. Congratulations on all your incredible success. And I will be there in the audience among those.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be incredible. So enjoy and just thank you for everybody who know and that they've been supporting me and also the show at Teatro Zinzani as well. Like, it's such a great show and it's a great space. The space is extraordinary, really. It really is. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I will talk to you November 18th. Thank you, Liv.
Thank you. Take care.